before entering the Trappist in Gethsemane, he taught English there. And then when he went to Gethsemane in the late 40s, in 1949, he taught courses in theology. Now, in 1951, he became the Master of Scholastics and held that job until 1955, when he became the Master of Novices from 1955 to 1965. Now, when we talk about Merton the teacher, that's what you're going to experience in this series. Merton is teaching young monks about John Cashin. And what I'd ask you to note as you listen to him is that you'll get in touch with the person of Thomas Merton, because the way in which he conveys this information or conveys this knowledge, he's not just passing on information, he's also sharing himself. He's sharing the way in which he himself is trying to integrate this material. And I would suggest that he models for us not just education, he models for us wisdom. And I often think of a line from Franny and Zooey by Salinger, who says that in the 4 years of college, Franny says, "I heard the word wisdom mentioned just once." And so often education can become just handing on facts, handing on information. Somebody who's really